Hey everyone, hope everybody's having a great day. Once again, I'm so excited to be doing another episode of Daily Motivation. My name is Jamie Limitless, and today I'm talking about doing things with no limits. So basically, we have no way of knowing how much we can actually do until we actually begin to try and do it. We don't know how far we can go. We don't know how far we can stretch ourselves, what our limit is, until we actually do it. And believe it or not, we're pretty much limitless in what our brain can make possible. We haven't even seen a portion of what we're capable of up until this point. So just because no one has done something doesn't make it impossible. So stop giving up. Stop feeling like something is beyond what your capabilities are. I'm sure when the Wright brothers set out to build the first plane and actually fly it, everybody probably thought they were ultimately out of their mind, crazy, but they did it. And today, that is our mode of travel going across seas. That's our mode of travel across the states to other countries for the majority of us. So if we knew the full extent of what we were capable of achieving, we would never hesitate to take the leap forward. So we have to look at things on a regular, on a daily like this. Because we don't know our capabilities and because we don't know how far out we actually can go and become successful on a thought, we have to try. We have to take that leap. We have to. It's very important for our development. It's very important for the things that we want to accomplish. So if you truly knew how very, very much you were capable and how very much things were possible, I doubt you would ever be a part of thinking that you couldn't do something. I think you would be more of a fighter, more of a determined person, because you would feel like, hey, I've had success in so many different things, whether it's losing weight, whether it's bodybuilding, whether it's making that successful promotion in your company, whether it's finishing school, finishing college, going back to school. All these things are things that are never too late. All these things are things that are doable, things that are accomplishable. And the list goes on. The way to know what we can do is not to guess or wish. It's purely and strictly by doing it. Speculation will kill us every time on our ideals, and we'll shoot ourselves down. Sometimes we're our own worst critics. Sometimes we're so afraid to try that we accept in our head no for an answer, and we've truly limited ourselves on what we're capable of. Sometimes we're greater than our thoughts. We're greater than the things that we want to do, but we'll never know because we don't do it and we don't get there and we'll never find out. So we have to do better. We have to try. We have to take these leaps. We have to take the chance on ourselves, because if we don't take the chance on ourselves, who is? Nobody's walking up to anybody and saying, hey, I believe you can do whatever that thought is in your head and I'm going to help you. It's not happening. And if it is, it's not happening to you. It may be in some remote part of the world where random things happen. No, but really, we have to take that leap for ourselves. We have to maintain that we have the ability to do whatever our mind sets out to do. The way to know what you can accomplish is to begin and then to persist and become aware of your own strengths by putting them to use. Become aware of them and become aware of your best possibilities by bringing in the life, bringing in the fruition, doing, living limitless. Obviously, we're not going to go and stand in front of a train and say we're going to stop the train, but the ideal is to be realistic and to persist in things that you want to develop, things that you want to create, things that you want to make, situations that you want to evolve, steps in life that you want to move forward on. These are things that are absolutely in your hands, that it only takes the effort to put forth. Hey, if you want to be the first person to fly a private rocket to the moon, then start something. Put your feet in the ground and write it out, plot it out, whatever it may be. Take the chance, take the risk on yourself. You can never lose when you take a chance on yourself, because in failure, you learn so much. You learn what your mistakes were, what your weaknesses were. And these are things that are more important than not knowing, than not learning. These are things that are valuable for the next thing you want to do. This is the ambition for life. This is the ambition to succeed. This is what we want. This is what the human embodiment is created for. We are the prime thing on this earth. And let's feel it. Let's act like it. Let's make ourselves push for it and truly, truly live limitless.